you work in a manufacturing city outside the colonial city 5 hours a day, life is tough. All the same, outside the Malkuthian cities of scrap heap shelters stacked to the brim. Toiling for the orbital sky colonies and their lust for technomantic devices isn't so bad. You're only needed so many hours a day. But the pay doesn't cut it. Not that there's much more than sustenance available in your area anyways. You have to travel to the nearest colonial city to find any real entertainment or particular goods. You need to get to Colonial City. It's too dull in this used up, exploited scrap heap. You stand beside the place where the road meets the skyway. Tall, dented, and dirty trucks go by, not even having enough interest to snub you. You were nearly crushed by one of them that's left its lane absent-mindedly. Your shoe was partly run over and ripped open, but your foot is okay. Above you streaks the dark and light metals of those flying bikes, with their long, spider-like arms waving for constant balance adjustment. You wait and wait there. It's getting colder, and wires twang and moan in the upcoming winds of evening. A vicious-looking biker chick pulls up. You can tell by her black eyes that she's been abusing IDOT like crazy. A hum of static electricity fills the air, scaling upwards from low tonality to a high-pitched shrill. She slides her fingers across one of those tri-coil tunable RGB optic guns strapped to her waist. She smiles. "You in?" she asks. She has a badge on her right arm, 23-segmented hypercube inside of a hexagram. Black and white contrast with six-point flower in the center. She's one of those Iron Mim gangsters who work with OSK. They're known in these parts of the Outlands and scrapyards of the Colonial City. You ponder just giving up. Maybe things should run their course, though. It's time for crime. You pick up that bloody, oily hammer and feel a rush of electrical anger charge through your arm from the tips of your finger. A smile crosses your face. Big, sickly, and wide grin. You could swear that you hear a clown laugh somewhere in the distance. You can almost see him, long fingers, scraggly hair, sick mane of infected hairs. The juggler hangs upturned, knives tossed in a frenzy. You finally realize it's time to level the playing field by playing with no rules, and that this will be fun. A true saturnine crime fest is in order. You invoke the Owl King with your special candle. You have a candle shaped like an owl. It is very old. You obtained it through nefarious means. Suffice it to say that this candle is part of your lineage. Its left eye is damaged. You use it on rare occasions to invoke the Owl King. He is heralded by 81 legions of Brantley bots and usually accompanied by a spectral hologram of Dr. B on his left side. He is adorned in a patchwork of deep purple and scarlet, his early 20th century attire is accentuated by steampunk-looking, elliptically enhanced monocle he wears from his one good eye. Herbert stole his left one in an epic battle. Rumor has it, this monocle not only feeds countless quantum data stream displays directly into his Solitron X2 chip, but that it also renders his vision to near omni-bandwidth reception, meaning he sees all, ghost-like, in both negative and positive spectrum, save for the infrared. He governs 70 digital domains, at least one capital of NZ, and several robots, clones, and lesser VAT jobs. He provides wisdom of the black arts, fortitude, favors in business dealings with the underworld, and meta program adjustments and corrections.